are now being blessed with another episode of the finest podcast to date. That may be a stretch. How's it going, guys?
Going good. Not been a crazy week this week, but we here.
It's been a fucking crazy week, bro. I'm busy all the time with this new job. I fucking hate my life, bro.
That's why they set you up golfing the first day. Said, yeah, we about to ruin his expectations.
Oh, no shit, bro. On Monday, we got out early, too. We went to go, we had a meeting, and then we went to go drink, and then we went home at about 2 o'clock. So they're like, they're trying to reel me in.
What's that hat?
What's my hat?
Yeah.
It's a hat I got. It's called something jazz hat from Pirate Worldwide.
Okay, I was just curious. It looked dope.
I was trying to read that as two different words. I was like, what, per eight? Hold on, what's happening?
Per eight.
No, what is saying over there?
Words are
crazy. I tweeted about these hats this week, though. I don't know if y'all saw it.
I don't think I did.
Sponsoring the podcast?
I can ask him. She. Schoolboy Q was wearing. So he's been wearing the blue Monaco hat, and that's a pirate hat. I didn't realize. And then he was wearing the Any Means Necessary hat, which I bought one too, but mine's a different color.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
I remember this tweet now. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, Greg's really a clout chaser buying celebrity hats.
I bought them before he wore them in the video.
Right, and I decided to be black before Tupac.
Oh shit.
That is mathematically speaking.
Just message him, Greg. Like, hey, would you like to sponsor our podcast?
I hit him up. They tweeted me back. So,
oh shit.
Oh, clout. Damn, we might that's be cool.
Might be witnessing history here.
Crazy, man.
I've been trying to work on some food sponsorships, but it ain't looking too good on my end. I send DMs and I don't get anything back.
Like what?
I DM'd Rudy's. I DM'd Bar S because Greg likes glizzies. I DM'd, what did I DM? I think I DM'd like Doritos or Frito-Lay. I just be sending DMs. Say, hey, I got a podcast. You trying to sponsor an episode? I'm pretty sure I've been blocked by several people.
This is one I was looking at. It's called a Tokyo Treat Box. And they, you know, you get boxes from Tokyo. Only thing is I had to write a fucking like big old message thing. And I was like, I ain't got it in me right now, so I put it away.
Bro, use AI for that shit, bro. That's
it was late at night, bro. I just didn't want to deal with it. I'll get back on it tomorrow.
AI has changed my life, bro. I've been using AI for everything, bro. I posted on LinkedIn the other day. AI wrote the post for me.
This man's a front.
Just going crazy with this shit, bro.
Ain't nothing just, what's the word, authentic. With Greg, computer generated.
Hey, work smarter, not harder. Romantic interest text me. Hit it with the AI text. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Nah, bro.
There's a reason this has only been around for recent years. Because if it was a thing of the past, forget about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been going crazy. And it's just going to get even worse down the line.
Look, bro, this couldn't have came at a better time, bro. I mean, let's do some quick math, bro. I've been, you know, running game on women for 16 years now. Eventually, I was going to run out of things to say. You know what I'm saying? Right. I was getting to that point. You know what I'm saying? I've been struggling lately. AI came out the perfect time, bro. Shout out AI. Shout out my Snapchat AI bot.
Did you name it?
But named Compa.
Hell yeah.
What has the world come to?
You're not behind AIG?
I use it not so awesome. Very, very seldom am I using AI. I don't cross paths with scenarios or situations that require it, so. I just don't be using it. I try recipes. They be asking too many damn questions. I'm like, hey, help me make something. Like, what do you got? Bitch, I don't know.
What do you got?
And then I don't want to tell AI what I have because I'm like broke. Hold on.
Are you using the Snapchat one?
No, I use ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
I don't trust the Snapchat one because that one time, a few months back or a year back, it just automatically started sending messages by itself. Do you remember that? Whenever that happened on Snapchat,
No, I remember. Oh, was it the one where like it had like a fucking weird ass picture on it or something?
No, I want to say that there was something like people were saying that their AI bots were communicating without being communicated to. Like, oh, it just sent a random message out without first being asked the question. I could be completely wrong about that. But ever since then, I'm skeptical about that particular AI.
Nah, I don't have a problem with mine. I'll be using it for like just what can I like anime topic or something I can talk about, and they'll give me like a list, and I just go off of that, and I'm like, all right, cool, and then I just start doing some research and doing that stuff. But I don't be asking it super crazy things because, like you said, it kind of spotty sometimes. Even ChatGPT be kind of spotty as well. So
I feel like a lot of that shit's recycled too.
Yeah,
you can ask my
five different questions.
My Snapchat is learning, bro. So it was 4 weeks between, yeah, give or take 4 weeks between. Remember, I told you I don't know if I said it on the podcast or not, but I used AI, my Snapchat AI, to prep for my interview for this new job.
Mm-hmm.
But when I wrote that LinkedIn post last week, like I said, it's been about 3.5-4 weeks in between. I said, hey, write me a LinkedIn post for a new job, leaving old job. And it remembered like my titles that I was asking about, you know what I'm saying? Which, I mean, obviously it just stored the data. I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like the fact that Snapchat is essentially collecting my info and remembering me.
It's the beginning of the end.
There's got to be a line, bro. I don't want AI in certain aspects of my life, but
yeah,
communication, you know,
AI saves me time, bro. What position should I do next?
I don't want it in like media, like movies and stuff like that, because there's a lot of like companies that are trying to move to AIs, like writing scripts and stuff. So at that point, you're losing like the creativity of writers and everything. And then also they've been using it. Well, Crunchyroll's kind of been dabbling if they want to use it for subtitles. So instead of like, you know, getting somebody to translate or whatever, they just send it through ChatGPT or whatever they use, and it gives you the subs on the screen. But they tried it with this one show this past, I think it was the fall show or something like that. And people that actually can, you know, Japanese and stuff like that, like, this is not what the hell this thing is saying. The subs are completely wrong or whatever, and they had a whole uproar and Crunchyroll just took off the subs and just, you know, got the translators back. So there's some aspects I'm not good for it.
What's on the agenda today? We got any pressing topics that either of you want to discuss with the world?
I'm gonna start off by saying I really don't got nothing this week. Like I said, I'm gonna get my ass kicked at work, bro. Like, to the point where I'm working like after hours, and I'm fucking disgusted with myself because I try not to give my employers even 40 hours. You know what I'm saying? I try to stay around 36, and yeah, I'm working fucking hard, bro.
Where you do the bone? Yeah. I got an animal thing.
Oh, we back with the animal.
So I don't know if you heard of this king penguin named Pesto.
Oh, the big boy.
Yeah. So this king penguin was born back in January or something like that. So king penguins, you know, they're pretty big and everything. But this penguin is still like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
This baby penguin is like over 50 pounds.
Damn.
Big as hell. Bigger than its parents. And it's, you know how the penguins, they have those like fluffy feathers and stuff, and then they fall off or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't even lost those feathers yet, but it's just a monster just walking around in the aquarium.
First of all, we're not gonna fat shame baby penguins, James. He's a thick boy. A very a
monster. Big as hell.
Yeah, he's cool, bro. I forget the baby penguins are got that hair or whatever it is on them whenever they're little. So that shit tripped me out, bro.
Is it hair or are they feathers?
I don't know. It looks like hair to me. They're probably feathers for 100%, but he looks fuzzy to me. He looks like he needs a fade.
But like baby ducks and chickens look like that too. They're all fuzzy whenever they come out. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
Is Pesto black? Because he got like afro hair.
I thought Pesto was green.
I thought it was kind of grayish, but I don't know.
Listen, if Pesto doesn't make it to the PFL, the Penguin Football League, somebody ain't coaching him, right? His big ass looks like Michael Orr in The Blind Side in that damn penguin tank.
We need to put him at right tackle.
Something, bro.
No shit.
Big as hell.
Come on, boy, Broderick Jones is struggling, bro.
We're not talking sports this early in the podcast, Greg.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
We're going to lose listeners.
The aquarium people that take care of him said that he should, like, shed that weight as he, like, you know, loses his feathers or whatever like that. But I'm like, okay, that's cool and all. But right now, he's big as hell. And I feel like he's just going to keep getting bigger because, I mean, yeah, it'll shed, like, the feathers and stuff like that. But it's already, like, a big, big penguin. So I just feel like it's just going to get taller. But I could be wrong.
Might be witnessing the first ever, like, Godzilla penguin kind of phenomenon. I'm saying.
Here. It's like that. It's like that giant, like the giant James from Hell's Paradise.
Oh yeah, it could be like that type of situation.
Hell's Paradise is what's the word for like omnipotent but relating to everything?
I don't know.
Anyway, if there's a word, if there is such a word, if not, we can make a word, and I will submit it.
I was gonna say all
folks.
I was gonna say all knowing, but I don't think that's right. Yeah, I don't think that's right. But hey, you sent in a DM about AOT, so it's not all about Hell's Paradise.
Ooh.
I did send that DM.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I always talk about Hell's Paradise, but you forget about AOT, but I digress.
I never forgot about AOT. Hey, I never said I forgot about AOT. I just think Hell's Paradise is my favorite.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Not AOC.
Oh shit! My bad.
Almost. You almost had it. That close. Almost had it.
Y'all talking about Attack on Titan?
Man. Yes, sir.
That, you know those C's and T's, they get me. Well, I like penguins. I wish they'd free my boy. I wish they'd free all the animals at this. I guess it's not a water zoo, at this ice zoo, because penguins got to be in that cold climate. That's their habitat. But kind of segueing, sticking with the water. Last week, I failed to mention that apparently someone found the tail fin of the Titan submersible from months ago on that voyage that, you know, unfortunately cost, I think it was 4 or 5 individuals their lives whenever they try to go see the Titanic. And people were asking questions because this thing was supposed to have been exploded into particles.
Imploded.
And now they got a whole fin left over. James? As a conspiracy theorist, is your bell starting to go off?
Hey, every couple months or so, we got to sacrifice billionaires to Poseidon. So it just so happened to be their time.
Wow.
To keep the gods happy. Nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, it's kind of weird that they said, like, hey, it imploded. But then we go look around and stuff, and there's, like, a tail fin and stuff and everything. So did they die for real, or they just faked their deaths, or did somebody, like, sabotage them when they went into the water and then they lost, you know, the tail and everything, and then whatever else happened to them? I don't know, but it's fishy, it's weird. So
is that a pun?
you see
ocean, but thin, fishy. Wow.
But I don't know,
Greg, where do you stand on it?
Y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I don't really I'm not buying it. I think I read about this, something about the main part where the people were, you know, it contained the, I guess, the oxygen chamber is the way they would say it, I guess, you know, so that's what imploded versus the, you know, just the metal that was down there. There was nothing that could implode. You know what I'm saying? It was just an attached piece to the part that imploded. So it stayed intact.
Gotcha.
Okay. My first thought was whenever they had a camera, and I thought, isn't it very hard to get to this depth? That's why the thing blew up. But I want to say they sent down like a drone, a water drone, or that equivalent. But it's been months or however long it's been, because we were recording the podcast whenever that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought is, nobody sent down this camera before, because I mean, surely it doesn't take 5 months to scan that part of the ocean. Or maybe just nobody was looking. Maybe somebody just said, you know what? I'm off today. Let me put the camera in the water. I'm going to go see what I can find.
I don't know. Like you said, 5 months is kind of weird to then finally, you know what? Let's go check it out. See if there's anything left. Yeah. So that is weird. Because I didn't even think about it like that.
if a ship or boat sinks, right, and it belongs to some organization or there were some people on it, something fell out of space, right, satellite, space station, if it goes into the water, best believe there's going to be a worldwide search. And yeah. I get it. Everybody presumed these individuals inside this submersible to be dead. Again, not making light of that. But how is there not anybody going down there and exploring? You assume that it imploded, but are you not going to go check? Everybody just said, yep, it imploded, and that's it. Y'all are scientists. Shouldn't y'all
make a hypothesis? I did go check.
Well, that's the thing. Where's this fin been?
I mean, I don't think they're going to release the pictures of the people that found, you know, the people that went down there. I don't think they released. I don't know. Shit, no. Fuck, I don't know.
That's what I was gonna bring up. They did go down there and search, but then they didn't find anything. But all of a sudden, 5 months later, there's a fin. So we are really looking,
like you said,
we are hiding something.
It's a little fishy.
Yo,
you know,
it's weird. Okay, just stay on that real quick. That same company, after it might have been maybe 2 months, 3 months later, they're announcing that they were gonna do another dive somewhere else. With the I forgot where at, but it was another dive to some deep part of the ocean. I'm like, so y'all didn't land from the first time and y'all gonna go and do it again? So that after you what you said about 5 months finding the fin, and then they were searching beforehand and they didn't find anything, something ain't, you know, sounding right. This company sounds like you might have just sent them to their deaths on purpose so they can take over and do whatever the hell they want. But hey, I don't know. I'm just assuming things. No idea. I'm just somebody from a small town on a podcast. I have no clue.
This is true.
So,
Greg, what were you gonna say?
It reminds me of one of my favorite parts from the first Scary Movie when they hit that guy, and I think his name's Greg, the white guy with blonde hair.
Oh yeah,
Ray. You know, his girlfriend's like, yeah, his girlfriend's like, I found a boot, and he's like, where's the foot? That shit kills me, bro. Anyway,
I always forget about those movies until it never fails that I'll see the right, left, kick, punch, son.
Yeah, I always see the
height.
Classic.
I see the basketball one all the time.
Bro, that one makes me laugh so hard, bro.
Every time I see it around Halloween and stuff, people will post it on Twitter or whatever.
She's going to be pissed, but I'm going to put it out here. Pete tries to reenact what they look like dribbling that basketball. She don't come anywhere close.
Hey, shout out P for trying.
Bless her heart. That girl ain't never played basketball competitively in her life.
Bless her heart. Oh, man. That's hilarious. So I can ask y'all a question because I actually had two listener questions that was sent to me. So first one, what is something that you think you're too old for? Whatever.
Podcasting.
There's older podcasts than us.
What's the other, or are we gonna ask them both, or were we gonna start with this one?
I can ask them both. The other one's like a completely different thing. Oh, okay. But
we can start with this one then. If you got an answer, James, because you've had the questions.
Yeah, you got one. You seen it. You too old for a lot of shit, James.
All right. Too old. I feel like I'm too old to be in like the Call of Duty lobbies without like just having my own party with friends and stuff.
Because
some people on there be wild.
It's fair. The fair's in town. I think that I am too old for fair rides. Like if I went to a theme park, Six Flags, something like that, cool, I'll ride the rides there. I think at a fair, I'm too old for that nonsense. Like P and I are going to go for the food and the lemonade. We're going to go in the daytime. Yeah, we're going to go grab some lunch. That's what I'm excited about. So I think I am too old for youth style activities like that.
Well, let me bitch about this up real quick, because I was thinking about going for lunch tomorrow. My mom told me the corn dogs, $10. The twisty potatoes on a stick, $20. Turkey legs, $15. I don't even want to know what they're charging for a fried s'more, bro, because I'll shoot somebody.
Man, I didn't even get to the fair this year because we're already in Austin, but I feel like it was a shorter time because I thought it was like a week and a half, and it was here and gone super quick, but I could be wrong.
I told him to pack it up. I said, hey, don't let him get better gone. Y'all better be gone before he gets back.
You, as we all know, if you've listened to the podcast, we do have some fact checkers around us at times. I just received word there are corn dogs that are $7 at the fair this year. So you might be fleeced.
No, it was my mom's coworker. She was the one telling about the prices.
She probably went to the $7 corn dog stand and said, "Let me have one." Of course, they're gonna charge you an arm and a leg.
It's the giant ones, the long ones, the long corn dogs. You know,
they're all long.
Hey yo,
listen. My wife found one for $7, so they're out there.
All right, well, I'm about to go find them. Because $3 more is ridiculous. I ain't paying a premium on corn dogs.
Shit.
Don't you know about economics?
Before we get to Greg, y'all trust those fair rides to get on them? Like, when you were younger?
When I was younger. It didn't even occur to me when I was younger, bro. But now I'm very much aware
that
I might die on this merry-go-round.
I don't think I ever questioned it. I didn't become aware of danger until a certain age, and I don't know what age that was. Like as a kid, as a young bull, it's just like, can nothing kill me? You know what I'm saying?
I'm invincible.
Yeah, this little slingshot getting a ball of death that just slingshots you up into the sky. There's nothing to be concerned about there.
Bro.
Hindsight, I should have been very afraid. You see all the videos now where things come off the tracks and it's not good. So, Greg, what are you too old for?
Tons of stuff, bro. I don't like drinking anymore. I'm not going to lie. I don't like drinking. I feel like shit. Every morning when I wake up after drinking, and I hate it. What else am I too old for? Too old to be at the bars on Broadway.
Yeah.
I'm too old for the Mighty Kids meal.
Do they still make Mighty Kids meals?
Not for me. Too old. Plenty of stuff, bro. I don't know.
Well, James, what's the second question?
All right. This one's like a long one. Well, I guess not too long. Okay. So they ask, would you spend a week in the woods without a tent or a night in a haunted house?
Oh, damn.
Easy, bro. Give me the haunted house for a night.
I don't know, man. I'm a bitch, so... should be scaring me, man. It doesn't matter if it's daylight. I put on cartoons and I'm still kind of speaking. But a week is a long ass time.
Yeah.
No, bro. No tent, bro.
I'll build me a little hut with some mud and some sticks. Can I be in the haunted house with Greg?
Y'all go together. Fuck it.
I'll take the one night. Greg will protect me. He knows all the Santa Maria's.
I'm not scared of nothing, bro. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. A week without a tent, though, I mean, I don't know the weather conditions. I don't like bugs, bro. If I got to lay there on the fucking floor and bugs get on me, I mean, on the, like, the dirt and shit. Because I'm not worried about, like, not having a tent from, like, an animal standpoint. Because if I'm in a tent and a bear decides to fuck me up, that tent's not going to save me. So, like, it's really just the bugs that I have an issue with.
It's understandable.
And I guess if it rains and I don't have a tent, I'm just going to be sitting there wet, pissed. So, yeah, give me the haunted house, bro, because what's the worst that could happen? I get possessed and I got to go home with a demon. Okay.
That's pretty bad.
He already operates on demon time as it is, so what's the big deal?
Speaking of which, though, I went to... In my new role, I don't want to say too much, but I am a contractor of the school district. So I went to one of the old schools today because I use it as a warehouse now, which they just keep shit in the classroom. It's not even a real warehouse. But it's been there for years, bro. It's on the east side. It's like strangely built. It looks cool. Like I wish they still used it. It's a cool looking school. But apparently it's haunted, bro.
Go stay the night.
That's what we were talking about. Honestly, I could probably get the keys from the LISD guy. I forget his name, but he was cool.
They gave the wrong.
I think he was about it. He's like, he's
because wrong guy a job.
Let's talk about this for a little bit longer, though, because in the group chat yesterday, the group chat that I'm in with Lewis and them, Lewis's mom sent him a video. Lewis's mom is still in our hometown. She works at the youth center. And that place is haunted as fuck, allegedly. So in this video, it's nighttime, 10 p.m., and it's a K-12 camera going down like the top of the stairs, the top of the bleachers. I think, because that's the way it looked. I'm not sure. I could be misspeaking, but it was definitely a corridor and then like some bleachers. Anyway, so the camera's focusing and it's unfocusing and it's focusing. And then against the wall, like a flashlight just like points at the camera and like something fucking ghost-like. I mean, it looked like cloudy, like, you know, the way that, you know, the way they make ghosts look on TV, walks across and walks down the bleachers. And it was creepy. I'm not gonna lie. I got chills when I watched it, bro. I'm very skeptical.
Nope.
What do you think, G?
I'm telling you, bro. The shit like that scares me. If I'm in a movie, I'm the first one that dies. Right? Black people are racial, dude. We the first
racial.
That's not racial. That's just facts. Watch a horror movie. The black person probably out 5 minutes into it.
So you wouldn't spend the night in that place in Brownsville.
I wouldn't spend a night in any place in Brownfield after the last time I stayed there. The whole damn city's cursed. I don't like being scared. I don't enjoy that. I can be scared like, oh, what was that? A firework or a gunshot? That I get that. That's fear. I don't want to be, you know, teeth chattering, Scooby-Doo scared. You know what I'm saying? No. I don't want to live with the suspense of, is something going to get me? Is the kukui somewhere near me? No, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Jim, what was your choice?
Oh, I was going to do the haunted house as well, because a week in the woods with no tent is just insane. I'm not doing naked and afraid shit. I'm not doing that. So
I'd be naked if you I'll be in the woods. If you didn't say that, if I got to be naked, I'll definitely do a week in the woods. That changed
everything. No, that's
why does that change?
How that changes it?
I become one with the woods, man.
All right. Anyway.
I chit chat with a girl who has close ties to that youth center. And she told me, even before Lewis sent that video, she was telling me that she's, you know, heard other stories and seen other security footage of like a girl walking around in the room. And then Lewis's little sister said that, you know, the adults that work there, they get walkie-talkies.
Mm-hmm.
That a little girl will like click and click and click and talk a little bit on the radios. I mean, but no child's got the walkie, bro.
Nope.
That place, I think, might be on God haunted. But
nope.
Blow. Maybe we can do a podcast from there, bro. Man, you know, I can hit him up and maybe we can record there. And
you can record from there.
For what?
In the comfort of my own home.
For what, dude? Just for the fucking thrill, bro. Don't you want to live a little?
I've seen enough thrill when I was younger with ghosts and shit. I'm not trying to get more thrills.
Oh, my bad. I forget. Prohibition was a different time.
100 lives.
All right. I'll tell these stories when it gets closer to Halloween younger, but they're kind of creepy, but yeah, I'll say that for October.
Damn, it's almost October, huh?
Yeah, it's close.
I'm finna be a pappy real quick. Well, since we're on just random questions, a listener didn't send me these, but I just be scrolling on Twitter and I came across them. So which is better? And let's go from not from a home-cooked meal, but if we're out eating, what's better, Chinese food or Mexican food?
Real quick, is it Mexican food or is it Tex-Mex?
Pick your poison. I'll let you decide. So it can be authentic, like flautas, tortas, gorditas, not just ground beef enchiladas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Or quesadilla. Okay. Gotcha. All right.
And because we're doing well, we'll keep it strictly one country. So yeah, Mexican food versus Chinese food.
Damn. I'm going to go Chinese food, bro.
Yep. One of them ones.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Like spicy chicken or like some teriyaki chicken shit. Yeah.
You know, the crazy thing is, James, I think teriyaki may be Japanese.
Yeah, that's true. But it is in Chinese restaurants as well. So
get this man out of here. Get out of here.
I don't serve it.
This man just said all of them are the same.
No, it's not what I said. They have it in the Chinese restaurant,
bro.
It's not what I said.
Greg, what are you going? What are you going with here?
Y'all know the answer. I'm going to be in China Star, day in, day out.
And we've said it before. The crazy thing is Mexicans are making that Chinese food that Greg loves.
Yeah, shout out to those Mexicans.
He's eating like Tapatio General Tso's chicken. Doesn't make any sense.
What are you taking?
Give me Chinese food all day, every day, twice on Sundays.
I will say, though, while we're on this topic of China Star and Chinese food, I went last week because my work is close to it, and I tipped $8, bro.
Dang.
$8.
That's generous.
To the waiter. And, you know, you tip when you get there. You know, I didn't even know how the service was going to be. But I never felt richer, bro, because I tipped $8, and the Asian lady that was checking me out, she said, I wish I was your waiter. I'm like, chill out, bro.
Okay, Scrooge McDuck.
who's coming in here tipping $1, $2?
Throwing money at people. Here you go, peasants.
Shit, that's great.
I was like, damn. You own this restaurant. What do you want to be my waiter? What do you relax? You're getting the rest of that money.
Is this not your place? Are you not the China Star?
Do you not own this?
I always think that. Like, if it's not a young teenager behind the counter whenever I walk in, whoever I see there, I'm like, this is your place, huh? Like, yeah. Everybody else just works here, but you run in the front counter. You making sure you count the money.
Mm-hmm.
She's the only person that heard, and another lady. They're the only ones there of Asian descent. Like I said, the rest of them are Mexican cooks, chefs. I mean, the cooks, the waiters, waitress.
Cooks probably are too.
Putting two and two together here. She had to own that bitch.
Got to. Math, let's math it.
So another either, right? Choice question. I was eating some double stuffed Oreos before we started recording, and it made me think, who's got the better packaged cookie? Chips Ahoy? Or Nabisco and like Oreos and stuff, or is there a sleeper somewhere that I'm not aware of?
I gotta go. I'm gonna go with the sleeper, bro. My favorite, the Keebler Elves, bro.
Oh, yeah, them fudge stripes.
I was just talking about their chocolate chip cookies.
Oh,
I like the ones with the candy pieces in it.
Ugh.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Those are the worst ones.
How? It's a chocolate chip cookie with an M&M in it.
That's overkill.
And a double stuffed Oreo's not overkill.
Whoa, yeah, listen. Okay. I'm with Greg. I like those cookies, but double stuffed Oreos is too much.
First of all, what we're not going to do is fat shame a co-host.
No, let's stop what I'm saying.
That's not what we're doing.
Y'all heard it. They called me a fat piece of shit for eating a few sleeves of double stuffed Oreos.
Sleeves?
hey, we're not gonna do that. No, I mean I'll eat the cookies with the candy pieces in them, but it's just I don't want to bite chocolate chip and it's soft and chewy and then it's just crunch from the M&M. It just sometimes it throws me.
I'm a real big fan of the soft Chips Ahoy cookies, the chocolate chip ones.
No way, bro. You are a terrorist, bro.
What do you mean?
You on some kind of list in multiple countries. Because what the fuck is that about, bro?
I like the Chewy Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, it's that.
Hey, bro.
I like the thin Oreos, the vanilla ones. Those are really good.
Yeah. I got those last time. See, so I want to make sure that I really like the thin ones. So I have to buy the double stuff to make sure I don't like those.
I got you.
The mega stuff. If I ever see somebody buy a mega stuffed Oreos, I'm gonna hit them with that Kevin Hart thing. Just damn, because that's a decision. Double stuff is like okay, you know, you can kind of get away with that, but mega stuff. How often do you find somebody buying mega anything? Think about it. What mega products are out there? I'm not saying mega.
Mega toilet paper.
Again, you got a big ass. If you buy
the mega rolls, dude,
you got a long crack. If you're buying mega rolls, that's a whole lot of alleyway to sweep up.
I was poor growing up, so we had the mega Legos, the giant ones.
Oh yeah,
the mega blocks.
Yeah, I think everybody had those. They were like play school Legos.
Yeah,
nah, we were just poor.
If you had the tiny ones, you choke on them.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Let me run that risk.
They still make those mega Oreos?
Mega stuffed?
Yeah.
Do you see some of the big bag people walking around the panhandle?
Big bag, big bag.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Crazy thing is, you buy that pack and there's only like 8 Oreos in that bitch.
They count for like 3 though.
Yeah, they really do.
If you get the mega stuffed Oreos, that's a self checkout item. You know what I'm saying?
there's something that goes off mega stuff, mega shopper.
Can I get a price check on mega stuff Oreos, please?
It's called Oreos.
I didn't even know they made Oreos this big. Mega stuff. You're not going to say that I also have a Diet Coke in my basket.
I just walk out, bro.
Oh, yeah. I throw it away. It's like, nah, this ain't mine.
How did these get in there?
Who did this?
And they have the camera, too, so they got your ass trying to scan them.
You gotta get a price check, please.
Mega
my Oreos. You're the 100 while I wasn't looking.
Yeah. That's too much damn stuffing, excuse me, in one Oreo. All right, that's enough of snack chat. What else you got?
I had this question because I was in Ubers this weekend. So, what is your worst experience in an Uber?
Oh, well, somebody, we'll leave that person unnamed, although very close to me. We were on an Uber back, and this person said, sir, if you pull over, I'll tip you really well, because they had to throw up. It was just bad because the driver, we were going down like a major highway in Dallas, some kind of major street, and we should not have been pulling over. But it's tied between that experience and just because that person did not tip, and I'm pretty sure that the driver like sent a comment and like a follow-up, like, hey, you lied. And we had a really terrible driver in Dallas, like hard on the brakes, hard on the accelerator, fucking turning and hitting curbs. But really my life hasn't been in danger, but just bad experience.
Gotcha. Greg?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a bad, I got a buddy. He listens to the pod. He puked in an Uber one time. That was pretty upsetting. So that sucked. Because, you know, that Uber driver was a nice guy. We were having a good conversation. We were talking about football. I thought me and that Uber driver were going to be friends forever. That's probably the only bad one. I had a guy pick me up to take me to the airport in Houston one time. He was fucking nuts, bro. He was asking me what I did. I told him I was in school. He was like, you should go to law school. And then what you need to do is hire a bunch of paralegals and have them give legal advice, and then you just manage them. I was like, I don't think that's fucking legal, bro. He's like, that's what they did in New York. They made all kinds of money. I'm from New York. And I was like, I'm just giving me to the airport, my boy. And then we get to the airport, and he's like, which terminal are you in? And I was like, Southwest or whatever. I said, well, check out the shortcut. And he takes me, we go underground. I'm like, fuck, I'm about to die, bro. And then it was a shortcut for real. I was impressed.
You got that fifth star.
Oh my gosh.
Did y'all have a bad experience, James?
No, I was just asking. I had one way back when, but there was one of the ACL trips. I forgot which one. But we were getting picked up afterwards and getting shot to the hotel. And I'm in the front and buddy's just going and whatever. He's hitting the brakes like really hard and stuff. I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. And he's going, and I'm looking at this Jeep in front of me, and I'm just watching. I'm like, we're getting hella close to the Jeep. Super close. Oh, we on it. Where is this fucking Jeep, bro?
Oh, shit.
Buddy looks at me like, what happened? What'd you the one driving, bro? And so he gets out there, and he's with the Jeep driver and everything, this girl, and they're talking or whatever, and he looks back at it, and he takes a picture, and they're going to go to the gas station to talk it out, whatever. Takes his picture so he can make sure, like, he has his evidence and stuff. So they pull out, and they go to the gas station, and while we're getting there, he's talking to me. Mind you, buddy is deaf, so he's trying to, like, talk to me, too, but he can't, you know, they can't speak very well. But this came out clearly, though. He's just like, low impact. I'm like, this ain't got nothing to do with me, bro. Like, this is all you. I don't know why you're trying to convince me. So they pull up and they go to the gas station, talk it out, whatever. And then he shoots us to the hotel. And he's still trying to tell me, low impact. I'm like, stop talking to me, please. And we're going, and there's a turn. Like, we're going under overpass to get to the hotel. Semi's coming. He's turning into the exit to do a turnaround. Buddy cuts in, cuts off the semi, literally barely misses this thing, and there's a turnaround. I'm like, I never want to fight somebody in my life, an Uber driver, but bro, you are pushing it. It's like, get us to the damn hotel. And he's just looking at me like I'm the problem. I'm like, I sent a, I never sent it like, you know, like, what is it, like reviews or whatever. Mm-hmm. I sent it to Uber. I emailed them and everything. I was like, hey, bro, this man should not be Ubering at all.
Wow. Just trying to provide for his loved ones. And James said, nah, fuck that.
Nah.
Put that Karen hat on.
Get him off the road. What?
So put that Karen hat on real quick, huh?
Never in my life had James, to do that.
James Google search at night was, should handicapped people drive?
Wow.
Damn. It's not even the problem.
Low impact. Hey, James, you know, I think you've told me that story before off the pod. To this day, bro, you could have racked up a fucking check if you'd just been like, my neck.
Yeah.
Or my back. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I'm waiting for somebody to just breathe on my car incorrectly, because I am going to milk that shit. I think I just committed fraud by saying it on the podcast. Allegedly. I will allegedly be doing these things.
Because, I was just in shock, bro.
Yeah, like, shock it all, baby. Shock it all.
You have people in your car and you just smash into somebody else. I'm just like, that's crazy, man.
I'll say this after we record, because I don't need more hate than I already get on this damn show. just remind me. We can talk about something that's happened in the mainstream media as it relates to politics. James's favorite singer as of late, Chapel Roan, was in the media with an H-O-T-O no whenever she stated that both sides, speaking of left and right wing politics, both have their problems. Now, you know we don't do very much research on this show, but that seems to be the heavily quoted thing floating through the media. But folks, she then, in the last couple of days, got, I don't know, bullied, pressured. I don't know if PR was jumping down her case. She's released like 3 TikToks, basically trying to just drive home the point that she was trying to make. It just made me think, number one, you can't just go out and make anybody famous, man, because it's times like this where you're like, who the hell are we just buying and selling out stadiums for? Because this girl, her TikToks, it's really showing her privilege. Let me put it this way. Because if you feel like, as the young woman that you are, that you can, without any type of hesitancy, say that both sides are bad and I'm not going to endorse anyone because they're both fucked up. Lady, that's your privilege talking. She's been awarded that because there's a lot of people in mainstream media that if they were trying to say something like that, and I'm not going to say she got a pass, but there were people that would be burnt to the ground. Like, their fame would be destroyed if they went the wrong way or said something. All that just to say, she's since said that she's not voting for Trump, that she endorses Kamala. And I said, okay, that's all I need to hear, because you don't even know the woman's name. But just, I wanted to know if y'all heard that and what your thoughts were. And if not, we can be done giving this little girl her 5 minutes on Bruising Banter.
I just saw her trending on Twitter. I didn't know why. It was like maybe 5 minutes before we started recording, but I didn't get to look at what was going on. But that's interesting. I didn't know if she was posting TikToks about it or anything. So that's crazy. But I mean, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just whatever. So
I think it just it pisses me off, because at the end of the day, for me, to feel like you can just say both sides are the same whenever you know they're not the same. It's not even somebody said it's not even 40-60. Right? No side is perfect. Everybody understands that. But if you're talking about evil, right, because those are her words. She said one side was evil and how she doesn't agree with one person's policies or the other. Mm-hmm. And why does endorsing matter? The girl doesn't, she shouldn't be given this platform. Mm-hmm. If you're out there saying, well, what good does it make? You're part of the problem. I think that's where I'm kind of like, this girl doesn't need to be famous in front of millions of people.
Gotcha. I'll have to go look on her TikTok and see what all she said, because I can't really speak on it because I didn't watch the videos or anything. So I'm going to go check that out.
She's posted like 3 TikToks in the last 24 or 48 hours. Greg, have you seen any of this?
I didn't watch the videos. I just saw people talking about it on Twitter. I mean, my honest opinion, she's, I think she's right. You know what I'm saying? I've been on, I think I've been on record even on the podcast. Kamala's a moderate, bro. She's not even a real progressive. You know what I'm saying? People keep calling her radical. She's fucking moderate. But in the same sense, like I follow Brianna Joy, whatever her name is. I forget her name. Same kind of person. You know what I'm saying? She's super against Kamala. Not a Trump supporter, but she's, you know, she's progressive. She's, you know, liberal, but doesn't like Kamala's policies. This and that. She's always talking shit. And I'm just like, and I get it. Like I said, I agree with them. Honestly, I really do agree with them. But like, this isn't the election to do that type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, if it was fucking Mitt Romney, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, maybe we had those conversations. But this is not the election cycle to try to both sides it.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Let's just maybe next time, but this election, yeah, it's not that type of time.
I think that's where the outrage lies, is people are saying, like, you can't be on record saying it doesn't really matter, mm-hmm. because 4 years or 8 years ago, there was people fucking writing in Harambe and, you know, voting for the Boston Tea Party or whatever the shit it is on the ballot, because people were saying the same type shit. And so being this young superstar who a lot of young, what do they call it? Gen Zs, I'm Gen Alpha, I don't know what the hell they are.
One of those.
If you're an influential person, like Greg said, there's a time and a place, and 2 months removed from that election, this election is not the one. Either come out and endorse somebody fully, or don't say shit at all.
Yeah.
You know what? I give a lot of hate to Taylor Swift, but I saw a tweet before I got on, and it said, in this year's election, don't be a Chapel Roan, be a Taylor Swift. And you know what? I agree. So to my Swifties out there, you got another one on your team, baby.
Oh, no. Not a Swiftie.
Hey, Love Story is a banger. I listened to that bitch like 3 times today.
That's crazy.
Switch it up. That's crazy.
It's not a switch up. I've always been a Taylor Swift fan. I just don't like her outside of her music shit.
Gotcha.
Whenever she starts making Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels and Mike Tirico talk about what's happening in booths as opposed to between the lines, that's where I draw the line.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. All right.
So we took.
I can agree.
Are we ready to talk sports?
Song of the week first.
Oh. Song of the week brought to you by, Greg, what's the name of the hat company?
Pirate Worldwide.
Brought to you by Pirate Worldwide. That made me think of Step Brothers. Prestige Worldwide, wide.
Yeah, same. I got some nice hats. Check them out. Don't buy them. I'm probably gonna want to buy them. So y'all don't buy them.
Y'all don't buy them.
Just go look at them. Don't buy them. My song of the week is "Free" by Black.
Oh, a banger, an old banger, but a banger still.
Taking it back to 2016, it was a good year. Good year.
We'll go with "Scars" by, I think it's pronounced Novulent. Novulent. I don't know how to say it. It's kind of like a Deftones Loathe type. I beat.
Of course.
Wish it was longer, though. I think it's only like a minute and 59 seconds.
Damn. My song of the week is "Made My Whole Faint" by Future.
Oh. Okay.
A banger.
Hey, that tape was nice. Was that on the new tape?
Yeah, it's on the new one.
Free Pluto.
I listened to it today. It slapped.
Yeah.
No, I'd expect that coming out of Greg's camp. Would never expect that coming from James.
Yeah, it is what it is today. I listened to the whole thing today, and I went back to that song multiple times. I said, "Yeah, this is a banger, right?"
Man, bro, you're toxic today. That is all right. So much.
The curse has been lifted from me.
Pass the torch.
Nah.
James, let me find out you're gonna start recording the podcast with gold chains on.
Nah, I almost doing on today, but nah, I didn't.
Real quick, before we jump into sports, the only thing I did bring to the podcast today is have y'all ever had something that you loved, but it was only like a seasonal item, and you never thought you were going to get it back? You know what I'm saying? You know, they say seasonal, like it might come back next year, but then the year comes and it hadn't came back. Then another year comes and it hadn't came back. Any kind, yeah, like a McRib, but you know, something that didn't come back.
Do you have something in mind?
Yeah, I have a fucking heartfelt story.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll save that. I don't know if I have any seasonal thing. Like, I'm a pumpkin spice boy. You know what I'm saying? Those come back every year, though. I got them bitches whenever it was still 100 outside.
Insane.
I don't like shamrock shakes. The McRib is McMid. The purple ketchup that we had whenever we was kids.
That's what? All right.
What? All right, what? Yeah, I mean, that's something.
I don't think anybody ever promised it'd be back. I just thought it would be.
Yeah, that's fair. That's the same boat I'm kind of in.
Yeah.
I was in.
I'm trying to think of something. Like, I cannot put my finger on it right now. That's crazy. I'm looking stuff up right now because I can't remember shit.
The chicken selects from McDonald's.
See, I don't even know what that is.
Damn, I forgot about that. Tenders. Yeah.
And then the wraps that they had. Oh, I do like
McDonald's. McDonald's used to slap.
I'm a McDonald's boy.
The, what's it called? Those 3D Doritos. Remember those?
Oh, the puffy ones?
Yeah.
And they had never the Hot Cheeto Asteroids.
Yeah. I hate that. Doritos. Well,
let me tell y'all what happened to me, bro. So let me set the scene for y'all. It's 2012, May. May 2012 now. You know, I grew up in Brownfield. We didn't spend a lot of time in Lubbock. I mean, we did, but like, we went to the same fucking places. It was either China Star, Furs, CC's. Every time we come to Lubbock, you know what I'm saying? So we'd go other places, but like, we didn't do fast food in Lubbock. So like, when I got to college as a freshman here in Lubbock, like, I wasn't familiar with, honestly, wasn't familiar with Chick-fil-A. Wasn't familiar with Fazoli's. Anyway, so summer 2012 is May. I'm going to graduation in Brownwood because obviously it's a class below me. I still know those kids. I'm going to graduation, but I stop at the Chick-fil-A on the way out for a sandwich, and they have a banana pudding milkshake. Oh. And I'm like, well, so I'm trying to see what that tastes like. You know what I'm saying? Seasonal item. I get it. Fucking amazing. Loved it. I think I got like 4 that summer. Probably best summer of my life. It never came back, bro. Every summer, it was always peach or lemonade something or some bullshit. 12 years later, tonight, to the fucking, not the month of the day. Anyway, 12 years later, today, I take my nephew, because I take him out to eat on one times, and he wanted Chick-fil-A today. We walk in, lo and behold, seasonal item, banana pudding milkshake. And I almost cried in that Chick-fil-A, bro.
I feel God in this Chick-fil-A tonight.
I did, man. I said, go play. Just give me a minute.
I need a minute.
Uncle needs a minute.
So, I was extremely happy. I bought one, and it was better 12 years ago. So not a very happy minute, but, you know.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You want your last memory to be the best memory. You don't want it to be like, oh, man, it took me 12 years, and it wasn't the same.
Yeah, for sure. That's
true. It was good, bro. It was good. I recommend it. If y'all get Chick-fil-A sometime soon, definitely get that banana pudding milkshake. Shout out. Well, no, not going to shout them out. But yeah, get that milkshake.
I might just have to take my Lactaid and go get me one, because if I don't,
all I'm saying is, if you don't do it now, you might not get an opportunity until we're in our 40s. And just think about that.
Don't say that.
I was an 18-year-old young buck the first time I had it. Now I'm
19. You were 19.
Nah, I was still 18, because 2012, I was in May, I was 18. 2019, okay. In July.
I thought you were trying to take a year off. I was like, don't do it, Greg. I'm gonna call you out.
Don't do it. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying it took a whole decade of my whole life to get it back. A decade plus.
He was writing Chick-fil-A like Eminem and Stan. Dear Chick-fil-A.
You still ain't Colorado. I really want that shake.
Yeah, that is my nephew in the backseat telling me he wants Chick-fil-A.
Oh, shit.
Man's been protesting right. Chick-fil-A for 12 years.
Uh-huh. One more thing before we jump into sports. I've been rewatching a lot of shows. So I rewatched Dexter. I'm rewatching Naruto right now, and then I just recently started How I Met Your Mother. So I just wonder, have y'all rewatched any like new shows recently or old shows recently?
I thought we talked about this before. I rewatch the same fucking four shows. I just cycle them out.
Or have you like gone back to like say, I don't know if you've seen Breaking Bad or not, but like Breaking Bad or anything like that?
Never seen Breaking Bad. I watched the last episode.
What?
Yeah.
Let's find out how it ends. I'll put The Office on, but I don't start at season one, episode one. Mm-hmm. If on Sunday nights, if the 3 o'clock game ends, randomly I'll put some shit on like that just because it's filler. But no, I've been meaning to start New Girl over again, but I got so many shows that I'm behind on that I ain't got the time to start old ones.
No, that's true. Me too, but I still be doing them. Like, fuck it. I'll put everything else on hold. Like, just like How I Met Your Mother. I'm already on like season four.
I just started Scrubs again.
Well, there you go. You just said you don't start shit.
What do you mean? I said again. I said it's one of the four shows I watch.
Oh, it's one of the four. My fault. My bad.
It's Scrubs, How I Met Your Mother, New Girl, and then what's the fourth one?
I don't even know.
I won't know until I see it. Scrubs, New Girl, How I Met Your Mother.
And Fargo.
No.
And Fargo.
I don't know. I'll see it on Netflix and start watching it one day.
I think my next one's going to be Breaking Bad. I think I'm going to start that one over.
You can't keep getting away with this.
But Ted on How You Met Your Mother, that first season, he be pissing me off.
You're a dumb bitch.
I never watched that show.
Did you not? I thought you watched it at the apartment.
I mean, I would watch it sparingly, but I myself never just started season episode one and then just went on from there.
Oh, gotcha. I think you like it.
I like it, bro.
I talk a lot of shit about Caucasians. Let's be honest. And I'm sorry. I don't hate Caucasians. It just happens that I hate on them frequently. But that show seems extra Caucasian to me, like Friends.
Mm.
So it's almost it's
pretty
like
Caucasian.
I'm anti starting it. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, that's too white for me. But then I'll turn around and I'll watch The Office. No. Or New Girl or Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And that's a show about cops, damn it.
Yeah.
So I can be very hypocritical. But anyway.
I think it's more on the vein of like New Girl to Brooklyn Nine-Nine type of comedy. That's why I think you would like it.
Okay. I mean, if Greg likes it, I'm not going to watch it. But I hear you.
It's definitely white. I think there's a lot of interactions with Ted and Marshall that are like, every time, you know, they do some shit, I'm like, yeah, that's fucking white, bro. Like, me and my boys would never do some shit like that.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah, for sure.
But I still think it's a good show. It's worth watching.
Who's the legendary guy? I like him.
Barney Stinson. What's his name in real life?
I want to call him Dookie Howser, but that was
Neil another Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Dookie Howser. Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, good character.
Openly gay man. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't gay in the show, though. He was knocking him down.
Knocking him down.
If you made it to the hour mark, now it's man talk, sports. Crunch, bam, pow. What are we going to start off with? The Red Rifle? Fucking slinging the pill in Carolina, James? Is that where you want to start?
We're back. We're so back. We had to sacrifice Adam Thielen's hamstring, but we here now.
Damn.
But, I don't want to say it was because, you know, I feel like it's just more – Bryce is just more inexperienced, and I think he needs more time to develop. And Andy Dalton's been through the ringer. I saw this Twitter thing that they were talking about how Andy Dalton, when he first got drafted, that he was in the conference with Ray Lewis. Who else is that Bengals conference?
The NFC, the AFC North. That's Greg's conference.
Bro, yeah. The Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals, and the Ravens.
Yeah, so the Ravens – yeah, the Ravens, those Steelers defensive teams and stuff like that. So everyone's saying that, yeah, he's been through like the ringer and he came out the other side. So I was like, that does make sense. I forgot he was in that tough ass conference. So I feel like this, you know, bum ass NFC South conference, he could just sling it anywhere. But it was good to see a win finally. So I'm not gonna get my hopes too high, but I hope we just, you know, roll off a few wins here and there.
I'll go next. Jets played a Thursday night game. I think they beat the Patriots at home for the first time in like 8 years or something like that. So always nice to put belt to ass. whenever it comes to the Patriots. It's been a long time. Forgot what that felt like. Forgot what it felt like to win by double digits, if we're being honest. My team, like Greg's team in the past few years, we've been pro field goal and we've been anti-touchdown. That's a dangerous game to play whenever your defense isn't as good as what people may think it is. All that just to say, yeah, the Jets, I don't want to speak too high on them because all it takes is a damn Achilles blown to ruin the season. But if Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, the Jets got a chance to be pretty good. Now, I'm not going to say great. I'm not going to say awesome. I'm going to say pretty good. I think they can hit 10 wins as long as that man stays healthy.
Greg, what's there to say, bro? You know we 3-0. You know what I mean? Like, it, y'all need to watch ESPN. Y'all need to listen to me on the podcast talk about how good the Steelers are. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to listen to ESPN and figure out how to beat the Steelers. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all need to be worried about. 3-0. We beat fucking perennial powerhouses, the Falcons, the Broncos, the Chargers.
Powerhouses?
So,
like, powerhouses? What the hell you mean?
We got the Colts coming up.
Oh, shit.
We have 4-0. A good chance of going 4-0. I don't know, dude. That quarterback, what's his name?
Richardson?
Yeah, he might not make the easy throws, but he fucking for sure makes the hard throws.
Did you see that tweet? It said he makes like 2% of throws and most quarterbacks can't.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot make the 98% of throws that everybody else can.
Exactly, bro. I saw that fucking bomb he put up last week, and I was like, God.
Yeah, but he'll throw
three
picks. Though. I'm sorry. He pisses me off.
What I am concerned about, though, is y'all seen how horrendous the Cowboys' run defense has been. I think they gave up like 6,000 yards in two games. We play them next week after the Colts, and I'm fucking 100% sure that's the game that they're going to get their shit together and just beat the shit out of us. And it's going to be embarrassing, bro. You know what I mean?
I hope that doesn't happen.
I can't wait. I need to see it. Cowboys fans, if you're listening, y'all got some problems. Jerry Jones in the media talking about measurements of players, including their
size.
I don't know how you can there's not even allegations. Jerry Jones is a walking corpse at this point. I don't think people really credit too much to what he says, but the ease in which he said that man's size of his member was worrisome.
That's so wild.
Cowboys fans, this is not a safe space. I will.
Yeah, that was concerning. Jamie Foxx turned that shit off immediately.
Hell, I would too. You said he had 8.5-inch what?
Excuse me?
Disconnect. I threw my phone. I wouldn't have even stopped recording. I just threw my phone off the balcony. Never happened. All right, so NFL, kind of crazy year. The refs are still cheating for the Chiefs.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Of course.
I just want to talk about it because it took away points from my fantasy team. And it pissed me off even more because I'm already upset with, you know, how the Chiefs been playing these past few weeks with the refs on the sidelines, paying them money, whatever. But I needed Kyle Pitts to score that fucking touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And this man wants to just turn around and tackle this man out the end zone and no flag. Oh, that pissed me off even more than the other weeks that they've been blowing calls or whatever. But something needs to be done, bro. Like, someone needs to look into these refs or the Chiefs. I don't know who looking at somebody because, shit, that's enough. That's too much already.
It's definitely ruining it. Quarterbacks, it's a terrible year for offenses. I saw something where the Cowboys kicker is leading like Stephon Diggs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, and fantasy points. And the list was longer. Christian McCaffrey, they got this man seeing a specialist in Germany. He's not okay. You do not put somebody on the active roster to start the year and then say, you know what, maybe you should go to Germany for a second opinion. He's done. Yep. It's a weird year in the NFL. But I laugh at Will Levis from the Titans. He's always got a meme every week.
Poor guy.
You know, Devontae Smith from the Eagles got damn near killed by those Saints players and then got spit on. Like, it's bad, man. Like, it's anarchy out there.
Yeah. It's because those two high safeties is what everybody keeps blaming it on.
That's
if nobody's ran too high before.
Yeah.
People piss me off. Somebody on ESPN said something because they were talking about Belichick. And again, this, sorry, Lewis, I'm not actively talking about the Cowboys, but they were talking about Bill Belichick and where he could help. And they said, why doesn't he go to the Cowboys? This was a quote. It says, Belichick is great, but if you put a king in a circus, the circus does not become a palace. The king just becomes another one of the clowns. And someone said, damn.
That's a quote.
Yeah, I said, he cooked. because I guess they're just saying that there's bigger systemic problems down in Triple D than just some coaching will fix. But if y'all want to shift gears, we can move over to the NC2A. Talk about those teams.
Put me in a circus. See what happens.
Put me in the circus.
You'd be one of them dancing bears.
Did you see those two UNLV players said we redshirt and we done?
They benched themselves because their demands were not met. And also kind of breaking news before we jumped on, you know Bear Alexander from USC?
Yeah, he did too.
He's redshirting himself too. Bro, they're saying NIL deals gone wrong or basically drug deals gone wrong. Like, who are you going to tell?
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to be getting paid like this. You can't go to the police. There's no one around to enforce it, so you just bench yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they got money in Austin, Texas. Go be a Longhorn. it's wild. Micah Hudson finna redshirt himself too.
It's just wild to me. Because, I mean, I get it. Yeah, you're a player, get paid and everything. But I feel like it's just too much at times. Like, if you say you're going to do something for a player that they're going to come to your school or whatever, you stick to your word. And these type of things don't happen. If you overextend yourself with, oh yeah, we'll give you a meal, and then they get there like, hey, where that meal? Oh shit, we ain't got it. that's why you're sitting out, bro. Don't overextend yourself or don't offer these players things that you can't give them, that you haven't talked to your boosters or whatever. Don't do that. Of course you want them, but if you don't have it, you don't have it. So I think I put it more at the fault at the schools for trying to sway these players there, and then they don't have what they're offering, then more on the players. I get the players, you're putting your body out there, so get your money, no worries. But these schools got to figure out, like, okay, we can't say this to them, and then they come to the school, and they're like, sorry, you signed your letter of intent, you're coming to school now. And then you have people like that redshirt, like, fuck, that's your own fault.
I like how they put out the statements. I've come to the decision that I will be using my redshirt. See you never.
Yeah, I'm out.
Everybody knows a redshirt used to mean like, oh, he got injured or we're trying to save him for a year. These men are saying, I'm cutting out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to class. I'm going to get drunk with the frats. Yeah, brother. I ain't going back to school. And they're in Vegas.
Yeah.
The UNLV, the Running Rebels. Boy, I'd be at the tables. I'd be at the strip clubs spending all that $3,000 that I got instead of that $100,000. Greg, what would be your recruiting pitch? If you're trying to get an athlete to come to Tech, what would you tell him?
Tech's got money, bro. You said Micah Hudson. Micah Hudson, if he redshirts and leaves, it's not going to be because of the money. It's probably going to be because of playing time. Just shit, I don't know, bro. Ain't shit out here. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't. That's why I'm not in those positions. I'm not a sales guy. You know what I'm saying? I can't really. Can't really sell you on something because I'm gonna be honest. I'm like, hey, this place, I mean, it kind of sucks. You know what I'm saying? The fucking airport is small. I mean, you know, the women are attractive, but I mean, it's gonna be everywhere, so you can't even do that.
With the library,
two strip clubs. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a tough job. So that's probably why our general football manager got that fat ass salary because shit, I don't know what he's doing, but it's clearly I can't do it. So good for him.
We're going to do a new segment brought to you by Double Stuffed Oreos, and it's called Can You See the Future? It's currently we're in week 4. What do you see your favorite team's final record being at the end of the regular season?
Yeah, so let me pull up this schedule real quick.
Because I can tell you, 11-1.
While we're looking at the schedules, I could talk about how I saw Texas this past weekend play.
Oh, yeah, live in color,
bro. So You know, you see, you can see the games on TV and everything. You see, oh, that player's fast. This player's fast. Oh, this player's big as hell. Whatever. Seeing these motherfuckers live, bro. I never seen people move this damn fast and that damn big. It was crazy, dude. And I'm not a UT fan. I mean, I'm more of a UT fan than any other Texas school, but the atmosphere at UT and everything, it was dope, bro. Like, everything was just like a whole party that started at like 11, and the game didn't start till fucking 6:30. We got out there like at 2 or 3, and it's a whole like party down close to the stadium and stuff. They have vendors, they have tailgates and everything. You line up and you get to see the players walk in and stuff. Super dope. And then you get into the stadium and you see the band do their thing and Bebo do his thing. And bro, when they won and everything, they did their anthem and stuff. Shit was wild. It was just seeing all the people in the stands and everything, just, you know, all like going for Texas and stuff. It was super dope. Gave me chills. I was like, damn, am I a UT fan now? Am I like, jumping shit?
Like your co-host says, Charles, in the SEC, it means more.
Yeah. But it was a dope experience. Texas looks hella good. The defense is fucking scary. This is just an eye test seeing all that shit. So I see them going deep, doing something crazy. But yeah.
11-1 is my prediction. What do you got on your Tech Red Raiders, Greg?
Let's see. 1-2. What the fuck? I thought we didn't play Oklahoma State this year.
3.
Yeah, I think we might lose 4 more games.
So that's 7-5. What'll
put us at 7-5? 7-5 floor. I think we could squeak some miracles out and finish 9-3.
Okay.
But
I mean that's pretty good.
I don't know what happened those first 2 weeks, but the team that played the last 2 weeks is completely different. Then hopefully it keeps carrying forward and they keep getting better. But I still fucking hate Kittley. He's probably the worst OC. I was in hell when I had Matt Canada on the Steelers and Kittley at Tech. I was on 24/7 suicide watch like Diddy. And now, you know, Arthur Smith's just kind of a step up. He's all right. But Kittley's still the same dumb bitch, bro. Like, God damn, bro. I hate watching him call fucking like after the scripted plays, bro. That he does not know what the fuck he's doing, bro. He's just like, give the ball to Taj, and if that doesn't work, fuck. I don't know. Maybe a screen.
Just hand it off to Taj every time. What do we do? Like, hand it to Taj.
The game.
We're 4th and 28. Hand it to Taj.
Give it to Taj, man.
Bro.
I can see us going 11-1 or 10-2, and I say 10-2. Because the Illinois game and the Michigan game look kind of shaky. Illinois is fucking good all of a sudden, and Michigan looks like they're figuring it out. And then Ohio State, that can go either way. So I think we'll for sure probably lose to Ohio State, and then we'll either lose to Illinois or lose to Michigan, one of the two.
Okay. All right. That's a new segment brought to you by what the hell did I say? Double Stuff Oreos. Can you see the future? Yeah, man. I'm interested because I think Tech dropping that game to Wazoo and how they performed week one kind of had some people on the edge of their seats. And then Oregon, again, same thing, come out not great, not bad, but not great.
Yeah.
Boise State's a good team. That running back should win the Doak, barring any type of injury. So that's not a knock on them. I was just interested to see because I know I see some fans on Twitter like, "Oh, the season's lost," because it is if you're a team like Florida or Florida State. Mm-hmm. But also, it's kind of like wait for conference because you get on a tear during conference play, 12-team playoff. Things could turn around, like Greg said. Floor, you always got to think floor and ceiling, right? If your floor is 7-5, all you got to do is pull out some close ones, and you're at 10 wins, and then let the chips fall.
So who are you picking to lose to?
Oh, man. Georgia at home is going to be a tough one. You throw everything out the window for Oklahoma. I still think Texas pulls those out. I think they have a trap game mixed in there. I don't want to say Vandy, although Vandy looks competitive.
They're scary.
I think Kentucky's at home. Kentucky or A&M, unfortunately. I'd much rather lose to – shit, I wouldn't rather lose to Oklahoma or A&M, but if I had to pick one, I'm going to say Kentucky just because I can't fathom thinking about losing to Oklahoma and A&M right now in the season. Because I think things – right now Texas is pretty beat up. Injury bug is kind of making its way through the locker room. I think they have five running backs on the roster and two are available this Saturday.
Sheesh.
Quinn's got that oblique thing. He's, I don't know, they said like 80%. Arch looks like he can manage, but that motherfucker, he throws the ball like his uncle sometimes. He's like, someone's down there.
That's what I meant to bring up too. He looks good, but like you said, off mic in the group chat, that man was taking some risks. He was launching that bitch.
I think it's knowing who your opponent is. It's like, it's ULM. They're not going to beat you player for player, pound for pound. So why not? You know what I'm saying? Because you have the firepower to come back if they get up. And then also, you trust your guys. It's a big moment. You're young. There was just – you go back and watch tape. I say that as if I'm a damn coach or a player. I rewatched the game, and there's just – whenever he's taking these downfield shots, there's guys running open across the middle of the field.
Yeah.
I think if that's a conference game, he's taking those checkdowns. I think Sark's in his ear telling him, hey, take your checkdowns. But Sark is also the type of coach where he's like, hey, if you can throw that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I'm going to test you. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling a deep shot. Throw it if you got it. Yeah, 11-1. I think I jinx the team if I said 12-0, so I got to give them a loss somewhere. Still think they'll make a top five home field advantage, all that good stuff. All right. Y'all got anything else before we get this thing wrapped?
Nope.
Well, let's put a bow on it. 38's in the books. Y'all keep showing love, like, download, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. The Instagram page is calling your name, calling out to you like the Green Goblin mask. Brews and Banter _pod. Give us a follow. Send us some recipes. Send me some recipes on the Instagram page, please. TikTok, online, whatever, tasty. Send some recipes, please. Get us to 100 followers, and James is going to donate $3 million to your favorite charity. What do you got, guys?
That's crazy. What's it called? Over Under Podcast. You can see us deep diving more into the college football scene and everything. Episodes drop Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have them coming out tonight, or it already came out, one of the two. Anyway, and then another one on Friday, so check us out.
Greg?
I think we still have time to register to vote. I don't got shit else to say. I'm busy. I'm busy as fuck.
if 39 has one less co-host, just know that Greg is burning the midnight oil. But until then, we love y'all. Double stuffed Oreos, not mega stuff. Don't be big backs. See you next time.